Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I find it disconcerting.
There will be an appropriate time and a place to review policy.
What does this rapporteur even do?
The liberals and conservatives want to play a political game and score points.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
You're actually sharing half of the story.
Lies, 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 yeah.
All right, 10:47, this is 640 Toronto, and there is a lot to the other side of a story that Mr. Tom Korski can tell because he's the managing editor of Blacklock's Reporter, and it was your story to dig up. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Alex.
All right, so we're trying to get answers as to what report David Johnston was reading from and what the evidence and actually says, but there's so many moving parts on this story. So he will be at a procedural and House Affairs appearance on the 6th. However, he is refusing to answer questions of other MPs for his work on the Trudeau Foundation, and he's digging in his heels on it. What did you guys learn?
Commons Public Accounts Committee members are upset because they asked him politely to appear. This concerns their investigation into the Trudeau Foundation, which on the face of it appeared to breach some income tax Act regulations set forth by Canada Revenue Agency in terms of requirements for that all charities accurately report all contributions. What was the issue? The foundation accepted $140,000 from a donor they ascribed to an address on Lakeshore Drive in Dorval that was not Canadian at all. It was from a office address in Beijing, with a company affiliated with China Central Television and the Communist Youth League. So that's different. Mm-hmm. This was misreported. You recall famously the CEO and the board of the foundation resigned in April. Johnston is a member. Come on down, they said. We want to ask you all about the Trudeau Foundation. And Johnston said no. So yesterday, MPs served notice. The only reason it was not voted on was because Liberal members expressed unease with it. A drastic step, said Peter Fonseca, Liberal MP from London, Parliamentary Secretary for Revenue. You bet. But they can do it, and it's a court order, and they're fed up, Alex. And this is opposition members. They want to ask Johnston about his role with the Trudeau Foundation. You have noted famously, Alex, that this is one of the points of conflict of interest that this man did not see coming.
Yeah, one. I've lost count of how many there are. But, I mean, the Trudeau Foundation wasn't even mentioned in the report, which is just baffling because it has been raised throughout this for questionable donations from Beijing. So naturally there would be questions on it. But are you suggesting, like, will they actually summons him? Will they actually send a police officer over?
This is actually interesting.
That would be popcorn event worthy. I'm just
it's a great epitaph to a public service career, isn't it? To have the bailiff show up at your condo. You know, the motion was that the chair of the Public Accounts Committee be directed to take steps to get that man to testify. By the way, the chair of the Public Accounts Committee is John Williamson, New Brunswick Southwest. He's a member of the Conservative Party. The opposition chairs the Public Accounts Committee. That's why they're doing this. And so, Chair Williamson was very upset. He said, this is very frustrating. We are not getting witnesses down here to testify, and one of them is the Right Honorable Johnston. And if you get a summons, by the way, MPs, people say, well, this, so what? This is all theater. Incorrect. The fact that committees rarely enforce their orders does not mean that they are not complied with, and it has happened. I believe it was 1913. A witness didn't appear in committee, spent 90 days at the Carlton County Jail. Hey, Dave Johnston, come on down. I think he's going to show up.
I think he is too, but I don't think he's going to show up until he's gone to the Prime Minister and say, what the hell did you get me to agree to?
It all went south, didn't it, Alex? It all went south.
Seems to be. All right. So what's his timeline? How much time does he get?
Well, they have to vote on that motion, but the word is out now, and I'm sure he's getting the call from the Prime Minister's office that don't be clever. If you have nothing to say, you can have nothing to say under oath, but you will show up at that committee. You Democrats are back this morning with yet another motion to have a public inquiry and fire Johnson. And the as one Bloc MP said famously, the walls start to close in. Someone's going to run this, Alex. This is what it's very, you know, you're right, there are moving parts, but it's very simple and fundamental. Someone's in charge. It's either going to be Parliament or it's going to be the Prime Minister's office. And if it's not Parliament, then I guess we can all go back to the woods because it's over, right? Parliament's all we have.
Yeah, well, nonetheless, I don't think he saw his career ending like this, but he did choose to do this assignment, so it is on him. Stay tuned on that one. Meanwhile, Cabinet's going to reintroduce this internet censorship bill by year's end, and the minister on this, Pablo Rodriguez, he wants this done and dusted so badly. It's hard to imagine why they want it done so desperately, Tom, other than they need it to happen. They need to censor everything of the last 8 years by the time an election's called.
They're panting. Alex, I feel the way about this bill that I know you feel about the home equity tax. You say, look, can you just bring it in so we can just see the legal text, and then we can wait to see the campfires in the hills outside Ottawa as internet users start coming down into town with pitchforks. We saw one variation of this bill was introduced 20 minutes before the 2021 Parliament adjourned for the summer and then went into election, and the bill lapsed in the House. And that was Bill C-36. It was really something. They were going to appoint a digital safety commissioner. I love that word. It's like a web hygiene chief. Not a chief censor, digital safety commissioner. They were going to block websites. This has nothing to do with hate speech. That's already against the law, has been since 1970 under the criminal code. This is about speech that hurts people's feelings. And the feds
were going to take top of the list, right?
Oh, top of the list, honestly. Yeah. And they were going to have secret complaints that would be adjudicated at secret meetings. It was really something, this bill. The protests, over 9,000 submissions to the Department of Canadian Heritage, libertarians, lawyers, academics said, are you out of your mind? But they won't drop it. And Minister Rodriguez says he can't wait. Such a big issue for us. Asked in committee by the NDP, which supports it. Will you have it within a few weeks? Not a few weeks. This fall? Oh, definitely this fall, said the minister. Can't wait.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll have time because they've pretty much shut down any consultation on Bill C-11. So maybe they've saved a whole bunch of time by not letting anyone weigh in that they can move on to the next stage of censorship. Either way, it's...
It's like their fetish for this business about the home equity tax that everyone always denies, only it keeps coming back, right?
Yeah.
They've always denied censorship, except they keep talking about censorship. They just don't, they call it hygiene or safety. Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, speaking of hygiene, I'm so glad we're recognizing, what was it, menstrual hygiene time, but I'm not even going to get on that. Just quickly, did they manage to figure out the month-long filibusters? Is Freeland finally coming forward with her budget bill, or is that still ongoing?
It is, as we speak.
Really? It's been a month. Why won't she appear? It's her budget.
They are voting in it, and the Commons Finance Committee. It's the slowest vote you ever saw. Recorded vote on every single clause, by the way. There's 630 of them. They went till midnight last night. I think the message is out. Everyone's getting fed up with omnibus bills, Alex.
Well, yeah, because they're the most devastating, and this is a government that promised never to bring one in, and lo and behold, they keep bringing them in. So they don't want the fine print to be read. I guess we'll have to do it twice.
We count there will be approximately 1,000 votes have to be cast to get this bill out of the Commons Finance Committee. So they're making them sweat.
When does Parliament shut down for the summer?
Oh, they'll get it out, but they usually typically go to the 23rd of June. But they're making them sweat because it's tied up a lot of the whole calendar, right? It's like a German railway schedule. Oh, so complex, so nuanced. And the Commons Finance Committee opposition members shut it down with this filibuster, and it did. They tied up that bill for a month.
Interesting times. Well, we'll see what happens. By the way, are you hearing about prorogation? Is there rumbles up there on the Hill?
Not one word. That would be really something if they tried that again.
Well, they try doing everything else. Well, what possibly more could they do that would surprise us?
Perhaps I'm naive.
You might be a little naive.
I could be naive, yeah.
There you go. All right, it'll happen right before Mr. Johnson sits down to testify. But we'll wait for the next on that one. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Alex.
Great work. That's Tom Korski from Blacklock's Reporter. And we'll follow that story. Follow the dollar always if you want to find out the goods. And if they don't want you following it, then you got to follow it harder. So we will.